Hi, I'm Steve Roberts. Welcome to the final episode of this series. What's your understanding of somebody's legacy? A lasting impact someone has left to the world after their passing? What about somebody you meet who has a lasting impact on you while they're still here? How positive could that be? Have a listen. So if you've been listening to the earlier episodes in this series, you'll know that I've been recalling the people that I've come across in my working life or socially whose ideas and actions have made an impression on me enough for me to copy in some shape or form. So far, a carpenter, to a pub manager, on to a salesman, and then the employment services. Next up, a dream opportunity in every sense of the word. For a couple of years, my weekend hobby had been to do the match day commentary on the videos for my local rugby league club. Then a call out of the blue from my local BBC radio station, asking if I'd like to do some match reporting for them. You bet I would. Well, I knew what I'd done to help me secure my previous jobs, so let's keep that going. Although starting out as a match day reporter in sport, I used every opportunity to engage with presenters, producers, production assistants, newsreaders, editors, essentially everyone involved in radio broadcasting. Did I think I could do what they were all doing? Not at all. Did I think I could do what some of them were doing? Frankly, yes. Once I decided which roles in broadcasting I might be capable of doing, I set about my usual drill of listening, watching, and questioning, etc. Then waiting for any opportunities to open up. They did, and I've had spells as a presenter, producer, and several other roles in a 30-odd year association with the BBC. Media work. The BBC is big enough, but it's only part of the media world. Out on a job one day, I was interviewing the chief executive of a local authority who were making a big announcement. At the end of the interview, I had a casual conversation with the local authority's communications director, who had accompanied the chief executive. She asked if her kind of work had any interest for me. It hadn't up until then. Well, 6 weeks later, I began a 15-year spell of employment with the authority. First as a media officer, eventually as the media manager for an organisation employing over 6,000 people. Running alongside that at weekends, I was a freelance sports reporter for the BBC and other national broadcasters, never taking my foot off the gas with the happy copycatting. But I want to wind up this series with one more thing for you to think about as you go along your work journey or socially. Legacy. What comes to your mind when you hear that word? Someone who has left a lasting, positive impact after they have passed away. Of course, yeah, that's right. But can somebody leave a lasting legacy whilst they're still alive? I think so. Remember, I did say a positive impact. Here's an example. Just a few years ago, I was working for a charitable organisation whose work was around reducing reoffending. One day, I had an appointment at a probation office to work alongside the probation service. I met a guy from the service who was managing the project. Over the next couple of years, I would work alongside him for 1 or 2 days a week. At the end of the project, we said our goodbyes, and perhaps out of courtesy, we promised to keep in touch. However, he had made such a positive impact on me, we did keep in touch, and we still do. During our spell together on that reoffending project, I'd built up a picture of this guy, who he was, how he went about his work, but perhaps above all, his positivity. He made my work enjoyable, even in that environment. That enjoyment made my job easier as well. He had left a positive impact on me, a legacy, I believe. We meet several times a year, spending an afternoon raising a glass or two as we take in a couple of city centre pubs. Each time we leave and shake hands, we agree it has had a positive impact on both of us. Not life-changing, of course, but it doesn't need to be. It needs to be just enough to take you to the next day in the right frame of mind. Who leaves a positive impact on you, in your working or your personal life? If there is someone, my advice is stick around with them as much as you can. Soak up some of that legacy whilst they're still here. That's just about it for this particular podcast series. I hope some of it might have given you some food for thought. Anyway, just to say, you can keep in touch through my website, thehappycopycat.co.uk. I'll get started on my next podcast series. I'll let you know when it's ready. In the meantime, take care and thanks for listening.